tiny little town around Chicago Park. Dismantled long dogs digging. That it would end, but it hasn't, never, ever.
That's Our Beloved Ditch with Hangnail. Our Beloved Ditch are a Manawatu-based post-folk trio. They've got their debut EP coming out on Friday, and we're very lucky to be joined by Austin and Amelia from the band on the line. Morena, team.
Morena.
Kia ora.
How you going?
Pretty good. Yeah, a bit of a brisk morning, but yeah.
Yeah, good.
Real happy to be talking to you.
Awesome. Are you joining us from... You're based down in Te Papai Oia?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, we're both Amelia's from work, and I'm live from my home. Oh, don't tell anyone that, but yeah.
Don't tell Amelia's bosses.
Yeah.
I've just booked a little government catch up. Yeah.
Well, great team brief, Amelia. I think you're doing really well. Meeting all those KPIs, incredible.
100% every day. Got to do it.
Very good. I'm really excited to talk a little bit about your debut EP coming out on Friday. But I want to start by just touching on you as a band and how you've sort of come together. You call yourselves post-folk, which is quite an interesting term, and I wonder how you coined that and decided that was what you were.
That's me just trying to put some words together, and then I put a whole lot. Like on the Instagram, I did a whole bunch of different labels, No Wave, etc. I was just looking up bands that we actually like and trying to combine things. And then Jago, our other member, vetoed a whole bunch. And that was just the only one that was left. I guess it kind of dovetails into like where we started. So Jago and I, old friends, and we used to live together and play music together in Melbourne, kind of folk stuff, just and Jago's always been a bit of a musical enigma, doing lots of recording and like songwriting and recording EPs that only a couple of friends hear and that kind of thing, a real kind of a hobby. Like it's all about him just doing songwriting as an outlet, I think. And I've been the one who's kind of in Melbourne, I pushed him to actually get out and play some gigs in public. And the same with this project, it's been real good to actually put a full band behind it and be like, then it gives a bit more confidence to say like, let's get out and bring these songs out in public. And I think that's been really good for like developing. He's come out of his comfort zone and kind of, been able to deliver his songwriting in a setting where it's really thrived I was just kind of imagining the folk roots. He started playing banjo first and then moved to guitar later, and so that's why he's got a real weird guitar playing sound kind of style. And I'm not really a drummer. I play guitar and persimmon is my main kind of project, but I've always wanted to play some drums, and it's a good way to kind of push this band forward. It's like you can never find a drummer, so I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Amelia plays with me in persimmon, and a fantastic musician and songwriter in her own right. And it was Jago just was like, Get Amelia. We were playing as a two-piece, me and Jago, for a little while, which was fun. And I think also because of kind of the way the song structures go, a lot of them are a bit kind of all over the place in terms of like where they go, the chord progressions, and like not... The singles we've released are kind of standard-ish, but some of the songs aren't very standard, and so... at first I wasn't sure how we were going to squeeze a third member in, but Amelia's been able to kind of just work on it.
I'm just holding on for dear life.
Go with the flow. It was easy to go with the flow when there was just two of us, but
and it's kind of a mind meld, I think, because Austin and Jacob have played music together so long. I would just be in the first practices like, how are you following what he's doing? But eventually you learn the language, I guess, of any band.
That's something really interesting about the songs of Our Beloved Ditch. Is it's like you say, it doesn't always follow a specific sort of structure. It's very much just a stream of consciousness. Interested what the songwriting process looks like. Is it very much Jacob's ideas and then you sort of all come together and work around that, or is it quite collaborative from the onset?
No, it's very much, this project's really driven by Jago and the songwriting stuff. He keeps a notebook, does lots of little words and that come together from different sources. And then, but I guess he's pretty flexible in like what the song's going to become. He's not like someone who comes in and is like, the drums have to be this. He's just really go with the flow in terms of everything else except the lyrics. And we have had times like the songs go, we've played them at multiple gigs, and each gig it's like the lyrics are completely different, and we're just like, we're just going,
which is scary if you use the lyric as a cue.
That's terrifying. But at the same time, I feel like that's so creatively freeing, and what I guess I'm gathering in a sense is that you all feel really creatively liberated in this kind of venture together.
I'd agree. It's really cool to play music with someone who takes that kind of approach, as opposed to, you know, it being a bit more prescriptive. Like, I know with my own songwriting, if I write a song a certain way, that's how I want it done. not that way in this project. So it's been really, really fun. I think all of us are out of our element, which is always a good place for any creative to be, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. So when you take the songs and you've sort of been developing them in live settings and they change a little bit each time, when it comes to recording it, how do you know you've got a version that is like, okay, this is the one? Or is it just sort of, is it all done quite live?
We went in with a pretty focused plan because we had quite a short time frame. Mm. We were lucky enough to secure some funding from the Palmerston North City Council, the Creative Communities funding. So we had very much a set time frame of this is how long we have, and we just kind of really wanted to smash through them. So we were not fussy at all once we got to recording.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very much done live. Yeah, just the vocals overdubbed.
Mm. That sort of captures that sort of thing when you're under a bit of a time crunch and you're doing it real DIY. It's like you do capture the songs in their most honest form, eh?
Yeah, and I think that's we always go back to, because we all have, between us and our friends, we could have recorded this at home, but you end up doing it over about 20 weekends and you're never quite happy with the finished product. Whereas getting funding to go and record it at the Stomach, our local venue, gigs-based recording studio, then you just go, okay, this is how long I've got and this is how the songs are going to be done. And like, on top of that, it is a real treat hearing your music, or like, for me, I'm just a fan of the songs, and to hear them recorded through high quality equipment, hear Austin on a very nice drum kit, stuff like that is such a treat. Like, we're so lucky in Palmy to have that facility. So
You recorded at the Stomach, right, which is a bit of an institution in Palmy.
Yeah, totally an institution, which we're all very much enmeshed in. Austin and I are on the management committee, so we help out with running it. And yeah, it's just a beloved place for all of us, especially that grew up or had formative years in Palmy. It's just such a taonga.
Rawe. So cool. I'm so excited for everyone to hear the full EP out on Friday. It's got four tracks and it's out on Bandcamp this Friday, the 12th of September. Everyone can head out there and buy it. But I reckon we should have a listen to the latest single from the EP, Backgammon. Thank you so much, Amelia and Austin, for joining us today for a corridor. It's been really cool to learn a little bit more about your music.
No worries. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Watching the old man playing backgammon out on the terrace, feeling that specific heat reserved only for panic. When the regime changed, the dollar dropped, and now your money means nothing. Now it all means nothing. Still shrouded in rejected religion.